This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, and it is time to go to the guest line. We're doing it a little bit of a different time because it is opening day. We visit with the Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, host of America Decides on CBS News 24/7. It is Major Garrett with us on a Thursday. Major, happy opening day to you and your Padres.
Happy opening day to everyone in St. Louis, the greatest baseball city in America. And I say that not with envy, but with pride as a son of the University of Missouri. I got to understand baseball in St. Louis when I went to the University of Missouri for 4 years. My city loves baseball. San Diego loves the Padres, but there's no baseball city in America like St. Louis. So it's a grand day. Happy opening day to everybody.
Wow, yeah, that is the highest of praise. And Major, I do need to ask you, have you ever been to opening day at Busch Stadium with the Clydesdales?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I've been to Old Busch Stadium, I've been to New Busch Stadium, but not on opening day. No, I've only been to opening day in my beloved hometown of San Diego as a kid.
If you're ever available, I feel like we could help get you in, you know?
I think we could get you.
I think we could do this.
We could get you on a Clydesdale, Major.
Well, I don't know about the Clydesdale. They're like the president with Secret Service. You can't get close to him.
Okay, that's a look America does not need to have.
If you are, I will say people would be like, he's a real major, like in the cavalry.
No.
You could host America Decides from the top of a Clydesdale.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. Well, I guess he put the kibosh on that.
All right. So let's talk about something more fun. Like
group texts.
Yeah, group texts.
Major, I guess if you don't laugh, you cry. There was classified information on this Houthi PC small group text, of which Jeffrey Goldberg was inadvertently a part of. And can we just get, I guess, you're a journalist. what are your thoughts on this? And can you imagine, like, if that were you, if that had been your name?
Right. So there's so many ways to take this story. First of all, when the White House says, as it did, as it has all week long, that the biggest part of this story is that there were aggressive military actions taken against Houthi rebels who have, for a considerable period of time, more than a year, bedeviled and redirected the free navigation of the waterways to the detriment of global trade, and they're trying to stop that, that's an important part of this story that should not in any way, shape, or form be forgotten. So straight up, this administration is taking a different military approach than the Biden administration. We can get into why in a minute. And that was the big part of this group text. That was the most important part of what it was communicating. That happened. It met the test that the administration had for itself and what constituted success. And we shouldn't forget that or ignore that, journalistically or as Americans. That being said, everything else is a complete screw-up. Everything else is a complete screw-up. And it can be described in no other way. And that's the most charitable way to describe everything else as a screw-up. Republicans on Capitol Hill are clinging to mistake. No, no. Much more than a mistake, because everyone involved had been briefed, trained, knows. I mean, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, was the former vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He knows all about these protocols and procedures. The CIA director knows. The Defense Secretary ought to have known, because he went on and on in his previous Fox life about the necessity of careful, scrupulous, and mindful protocols regarding classified information, war plans, and the like. Everybody on that chain should have said, we should not be here. This is not a topic for Signal. There is a National Security Agency Administration advisory, the Trump National Security Agency advisory that we got just weeks ago, saying the only thing that should be on Signal, this unsecured commercial app that government officials talk about, is when their kids are playing soccer or when they're going to church or when they're going to go to Applebee's. That kind of stuff. Benign, run-of-the-mill stuff that we can all relate to. Not this stuff. Everyone should have said, we're getting off this now. I'm not participating. I'm not sending a designee to be on this thing. This thing is a colossal screw-up, and I'm not participating. None of them did that, which tells you what? Or at least implies very strongly what? This ain't the only time, kids. This ain't the only time. This is coming. There's only one way to think about this. If nobody objected, that means it's somewhat common. And if it's somewhat common, not only does it jump all the sharks of protocol, ignore all the things that you're supposed to do, it might very well violate some pretty specific laws about the mishandling of super important secret information, for which lesser Americans have been fully prosecuted.
Major in context here, I think we all have to assume this is not the first time in history this has happened. Of course, we know about the classified documents with both President Trump and President Biden. They had their mishaps with it. We know about the emails from Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. So just how much should we be concerned that maybe members of the higher up class in government might be using channels they're not supposed to?
It's an open question. It's an open question now. And one of the people who is most important to watch as this story plays out is a gentleman named Roger Wicker. He is the Republican chairman of the Armed Services Committee. And Roger Wicker did everything in his power as the chairman of that committee to make sure that Pete Hegseth, narrow though it was, the most narrow vote for confirmation of all the Trump nominees, got through. And he would not have gotten through if Roger Wicker had not applied maximum political and procedural muscle to get Hegseth through. Despite his own personal wonderings, and I'm putting it diplomatically, wonderings about Hegseth's core qualifications for this job. And those core qualifications are now up for scrutiny, because he's the one who put the war plans in the text chain, then recklessly, bald-faced lied about it, which has now been confirmed by The Atlantic with the subsequent information released from that text chain. So not only was Hegseth the one who was most reckless on the chain, he then lied about it in public, denounced the reporter as having an agenda, when it's now quite clear, whatever you think of Jeff Goldberg, he handled this as sensitively and as non-aggressively as could be handled. And he has what the kids call receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one in the Trump White House has disputed the authenticity of this text chain. No one, because they know it's real.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Major, so many angles and questions here. I was not impressed with Pete Hegseth gaslighting, lying to the American people, and doing so and this is me editorializing, I thought he seemed emotional and defensive in the interview, which is a bad quality in a Secretary of Defense. Again, that's my opinion of it. But there is also in this text thread or in the Signal thread, you have J.D. Vance speculating that President Trump doesn't understand the consequences of bombing the Houthis and how he thinks they were making a mistake, that it's inconsistent with his message to Europe. So you have Vance telling, I mean, how many members of the cabinet are in this group? A third? Still telling the cabinet that the president doesn't understand what's going on.
Yeah, that's one issue. And the president and the vice president will sort that out. And MAGA World has been all week long debating what that means and if it's loyal or disloyal or more MAGA or less MAGA. My only point about that is prepare yourself, MAGA and America, for what every revolutionary, those are their words, not mine. Vance calls this a revolution. Steve Bannon calls it a revolution. Stephen Miller calls it a revolution. At times, the President of the United States calls it. So they're calling it a revolution. Every revolution comes to a point where it applies internal purity tests. Who's most pure? They go through that process. I'm not saying it's happening now, but in the dissection of this online in the MAGA world, that's begun to happen. It won't be the first time. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last. The second thing, of course, is Hegseth and J.D. Vance stomping all over Europe, calling them pathetic freeloaders. Only we can do this. They don't do anything for us. Whether you believe that or not believe it, they believe it. And this, the coarseness of that language now fully revealed to the Europeans signals to them just how much contempt at least Pete Hegseth and J.D. Vance have for Europe, and that there was no defense at all on that text change at all also indicates that most everyone else in the Trump administration is probably closer to that opinion than farther away from it, which is a signal, as if Europe needed another one, that it better chart its own course or chart a course different than the one it's charted pre-Trump 2.0.
Speaking of Vance, he is set to make a trip to Greenland, which has been topic of conversation because the president thinks we should have it. So what do we expect to happen in that meeting, which is already supposed to be contentious?
So some of it will be symbolic. Some of it will be substantive. I'm sure Vance and the second lady, Usha Vance, will tread somewhat to their mind gently, perhaps not to the mind of the Greenlanders, not to the mind of the Danes. Look, I've had on my show, America Decides, numerous international security experts who say the following. Greenland is an important issue for the United States, has been dating back to World War II. What's going on now with climate change and navigation closer to the Arctic Circle, Chinese and Russia, makes it an even more important security issue. Totally legit. That's not phony or fanciful. President Trump has decided to put a very bright light on that. Just because he's shining a bright light on it doesn't mean it's not legit. There are parts of it that are very legit. How he's shining that light, how he's trying to blind the Danes and blind some of the Greenlanders into thinking the only way out of this is to capitulate to this newly elected or reelected American president is what's rankled the Danes and many Greenlanders. How this all ends, I haven't the foggiest idea. But it is clear this administration wants to press the point, press its muscularity, for as long as it can. How much longer will it last? I don't know. But let me suggest this. If in Canada, Mark Carney, the new leader of the Liberal Party, wins in the snap election he called on April 28th, that will be a signal to this White House that you're running out of time, that politics are moving, and politics are not moving with you. They're moving against you simply because you are ruffling feathers and offending people and acting in ways that caused them, possibly against their own best interests, to rally themselves in a nationalist way just to push you back a little bit.
Major, I know there's so much to keep track of right now, but a story that broke my heart earlier was that in the midst of all the Doge cuts, they cut funding to a program that was helping to track Ukrainian children who had been captured, kidnapped, stolen from their families by the Russians in order to Russify and brainwash them. And we were trying to, I think in conjunction with Yale University, help keep track so when the war's over, we can return these children to their families. And both parties in Congress have said, we think that list has been permanently deleted. What do we know about this?
Exactly what you just described. And when the president was asked about it this week, he said, yeah, that's a consideration. We're going to talk about it. So what? That's pure lip service. You have a program that's built and created to track for the purposes of returning these children. If you eliminate that database, what are you signaling to the Russians? And what are you signaling to the Ukrainians about the ability to negotiate over this? But you're talking about what? Something that no longer exists? Something that's no longer a priority? Because if it was, you'd keep the program. These things are up to people. They can make decisions about this. And Doge and Musk and those around them have been so empowered. And the president keeps telling us, again, I just quote him, they're executing his wishes. So you can't separate one from the other. When he says, yeah, we'll talk about it, and eliminates the means by which something of this specificity can be discussed, you have to say to yourself, you're not very serious about whatever that conversation is having.
Major Garrett, I know that you'll be telling us as soon as you have more information on the takeout. We are...
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming.
Call us first.
Very soon. Very soon.
Okay. We appreciate you as always.
Happy opening day, everybody.
Yes.
Happy opening day, Major Garrett. Thank you for being with us again.
All right. Talk to you next week.
That is Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News and the host of America Decides on CBS News 24/7. It's Chris and Amy on opening day on 104.1 FM KMOX.